Gurur namanegandaya.
So this morning we spoke about a number of things, in particular the motivation to establish, in particular the motivation that in order to be able to free all sentient beings without exception, we need to strive for enlightenment. And that we should therefore reflect on this incomparable opportunity we have now to develop the mind of the Dharma within us, and therefore rejoice in this, because it's through hearing the teachings on the three principal aspects of the path and contemplating on them that we can give rise to the various minds that will eventually lead to the attainment of enlightenment.
That in my shade, that is your page six delay. Yevi, the lamdum lam, lamdonum sum city shade, as a lamsum sum jangi, carre lamna engage you, and then engage you, that jasim, yandabe thousand in or other. It's not that dima, she has no sweat, it's sore, that nations and a kind of chill out nations said that the lam, the lamdonum sum nane, engage you, yes, then change you sim yandabe thawati, and then the she can see or that in my six delay. Yevi Sunrop Kunji Imbutue Jesse Namban, Jesse Dambanam, the Napier Lam, Golden Tardio Namti, Jumote, and Jitter in Nushin, Taki Shevra Cha, Sidada, Jesam Lamjin, Lam Jimba, number Sum D, and Ma Jike, Sosuki, Yamnon Tone, Sosuka, Hagod Ma, and Sabushin Ma, she is the order, Shevra Tamcha was the order.
And this morning, then we also mentioned what the title of this text refers to, the three principal aspects, namely the aspects of definite emergence, bodhicitta, and the correct view. So now we'll come to the first verse. The essential meaning of the victorious one's teachings, the path praised by all the holy victors and their children, the gateway of the fortunate ones desiring liberation, this I will try to explain as clearly as I can. Then just to say from my side, occasionally as I read out the verse, a few of the words I've changed just to what we usually use. So we'll look at the first line here, the essential meaning of the victorious one's teachings. So this then is in relation to a dependent arising.
Nyema jizan di san yu jumdini gyawa sigur wad. Karili gyawa le sin, nganzu ki maru jibna si towa dili gyawa le gyawa le gyawa maa jibji. Jizan gyawa si di nyumu bagi, nja nyumu ba, nyema san yu jumdini khurong ju le nyumu ngansul yu ba na nyumu ba yu le. Jizan san yu jumdini khurong ki nyumu jib, nyumu jib che, dini nyumu ba chasan bang yu du nyumu ba le gyawa le si, diwa le gyawa le si. Jizan bang ni dini san ji ki, 云电车上突破也车上突破也是你解吧就是论着解吧是吧就是你在上解吧上解是解吧是解吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧是吧
victorious one. So this refers to the Buddha. Some here we have victorious one. In other at other times, the term conqueror will be used. So this then, so here in this context, we remind ourselves that the being who became Shakyamuni Buddha was not always a Buddha. At some point in previous lifetimes, the being that became Shakyamuni Buddha was an ordinary being, a being whose mind was dominated by afflictions and had very limited qualities. However, through training in the path, in other words, through meditating, he was able to accomplish both the complete abandonment of all his afflicted minds and accumulation of all good qualities. And at that point, he was able to arise as a Buddha, or a victorious one, or a conqueror. And what is then the meaning of the usage of this term of a victorious one, or a conqueror? That such a being is a being who has overcome an enemy. And what is our primary enemy? Our own afflicted mind. So a victorious one, a Buddha, is a being who has attained victory over their own afflicted minds. The teachings referred to here are the scriptures taught by Shakyamuni Buddha. So these teachings were, or these scriptures came about independence on his own experience he attained in the process of abandoning all his afflicted minds, as well as developing all good qualities. So he was able to teach from direct experience of what works. And moreover, because his mind had been developed to the state of omniscience, completely freed from all stains and had developed all good qualities to the furthest degree. He was able to teach in accordance with the individual disposition and inclination of the beings before him at any particular time. In other words, he was able to take into account the individual personality of each being in his audience. And in this way, due to this, he taught a vast array of different teachings, knowing what would work best for each individual being and enable them in terms of their own personal personality, their own individual personality, to be able to accumulate virtue and reduce their negativities and spiritually progress. So this can maybe be understood through the way doctors use medicine. So they will prescribe medicine in relation to an illness, but they will look at the particular circumstances of the individual, and they will prescribe according to that, maybe taking things into account and combining certain medications together or activities together. And they will not see one medicine as being appropriate for every illness, but rather they'll look at the particular circumstances. So this is the same with what a Buddha is able to do. Buddha has this ability through the incredible power of their clairvoyance to be aware of the individual disposition and inclination of the beings before them, and thereby can tailor the particular presentation to the audience. Ordinary teachers such as myself, I cannot do this. So all I can do is, based on my knowledge, I can share what I think is going to be best for the audience, and I can do it in a way that I think will be of greatest benefit and easy to understand. But I can only do this on the basis of what I think is best. A Buddha knows directly, unmistakably, and thereby can teach in an not only in an unmistaken way, but in the best way possible for the particular personalities of their audience. The essential meaning that is referred to here is the mind of definite emergence. And what is meant by essential meaning here is that we do not yet have a path on our minds. We haven't yet developed mental paths. And this is because the entry point to all paths is the mind of definite emergence. So therefore, the book, the essential meaning is this, it refers to the mind of definite emergence, because it's only once one has given rise to this mind that definitely wants to emerge from the sufferings of cyclic existence and strive for liberation, that one will have the wish to strive sincerely for liberation. So therefore, because of the inconceivable benefit of generating definite emergence or generating renunciation, the Buddha emphasized the need to train in the mind of definite emergence. What is meant by definite emergence or renunciation? So definite emergence is a mind that is definite or certain about wanting to emerge from the sufferings of cyclic existence. So to generate such a mind, the first part is to come to clearly understand how cyclic existence is pervaded by suffering. So what is meant by suffering, and to see its a pervasive quality, this is the starting point, to really see the faults of samsara. And then, to seeing the faults of samsara, naturally a wish will arise to be liberated or to be freed from samsara. And then, what will one want to be freed from? That's the suffering of cyclic existence. So there one gives rise to this wish to definitely emerge from suffering, definitely emerge from samsara, and strive for the state of liberation. Because the state of liberation is liberated from suffering, liberated from samsara. So therefore, when one gives rise to the mind of definite emergence, on one hand, one has given rise to this definite or this certain wish to arise from suffering, and secondly, to attain liberation from suffering. So it has these two components, and the starting point is to see to understand clearly what is meant by suffering, seeing how it pervades cyclic existence. And the Buddha taught extensively on this, and it can be called the essence of his teachings, in that without giving rise to the uncontrived mind of definite emergence, one will not have a mental path in one's continuum. One will not be on a path. So therefore, this can be said to be the essence of the Buddha's teachings, or the heart of the Buddha's teachings. And the goal of this is to give rise to an uncontrived or a spontaneous uncontrived mind of definite emergence, a mind that doesn't need to be intentionally generated, but arises and remains spontaneously, or arises spontaneously and abides. So this is the goal, and when that has arisen, the mind of definite emergence is uncontrived, then one has a path in one's continuum. And again, this mind of definite emergence, on the one hand, wants to definitely emerge from suffering, wants to abandon suffering, and strive for and attain liberation from suffering.
Tadu 다 레다 뉴몬 옹이 중은 되게 최차살로 코와라고 레다 뉴몬 옹이 답변은 안 하고 그 수수기 풍부디 풍부디게 코와래요 코와라고 그래서 나도 나도 코와시 민다고 최 제가 코와세다 되게 레다 뉴몬 옹이 중에 최디 코와래 제가 다 레다 뉴몬 옹이 최 중에도 코와디 이미 코와인자 안에 가르스네 뜻 기부로 예나 남산 코 강아래 되게네 그디 있나 강아래 지금 Penangatu Dirwa, Penangatu called Duma Kali or Sene, Samsa Subol Nadali and it's called Duma Kiata, Duma Duma Sada, and the Jew Duma Sada, Chabadu Duma Sada. Then he is just under Pumbo di Kowale. Some Kowa in some Namsa Dila Samsa Yun Shor Shor Shor, and that's the Tang Shor, Kama Tishu Yorushita. Not just the Devur in Ayans, Kama Chuzikaji Devur Chena, Lamsa Yuwa Chinchia, Lamsa Kama Tishu Shota. Then the Nerji, just under Niki and two Pumbo di Gila. Kowasa, Jisang Dundala, Kowala, Ganesh Lawson, Leda, Numo, only Jimmy Chidil, Kowala Gore, Jisang Dinny Chidil, Mansgila Yobas, Dela Matana, Nagidina, Gangas Mother, Dingi Deva, Yama, Nagap Tewashina, Anti Gangali, and Jisang Gangas Mother, Dingi Deva, Dinjaki Deva, Gedi, Ina Deva, Gangajuni Meva, Yungo Mare, Jisang Kowa, the Meva Bungje, Tarbas, Tobin, Dene Gedi, Ina Deva, Dingi Deva.
The first point we've just looked at now then is what is meant by this mind of definite emergence. So this is an uncontrived mind that definitely wants to emerge from suffering and attain liberation. And this comes about from seeing the faults of samsara, or seeing the faults of cyclic existence. So then what is meant by this samsara that is pervaded by faults, or cyclic existence that is pervaded by faults? So all phenomena that come about due to contaminated karma and afflictions are referred to as samsara, or cyclic existence. So, for example, our physical and mental aggregates. These then have come about independent on contaminated karma and afflictions, and therefore they are what is meant by samsara, or cyclic existence. So why then are our physical and mental aggregates referred to as being in the nature of suffering? So, For example, when we experience some happiness, then this is very unstable. If, no matter what the cause for this experience of happiness is, we can be sure that this happiness will end. And no matter how great the happiness is, it can end very quickly, or it may last a little longer, but it will end. And it can end very quickly, or after a little while. And at any point, not only does our happiness come to an end, but the problems and difficulties we experience, they can be heaped on one upon the other, upon the other, upon the other. So this we know from our own experience. We can refer to our experience in terms of our physical aggregates, and how illness can come in an unexpected manner, and many illnesses, one on top of the other. Likewise with our mental aggregates, our mental state, our mental happiness can come to an end at any moment, and then our problems can multiply and be quite overwhelming. So this is what is meant by our physical and mental aggregates being in the nature of suffering, because they have come about due to contaminated karma and afflictions. They are the basis upon which suffering arises, and suffering arises at any moment. And therefore, the happiness that we experience is not stable, it is not lasting. And this situation will continue for as long as we remain trapped within cyclic existence, as long as we continue to circle within cyclic existence. This situation will continue. But when we attain liberation from this, or when we liberate ourselves from cyclic existence, then having attained liberation from suffering, we will experience no suffering, because that's what we are liberated from. And then our situation is one of lasting happiness, of stable happiness, of happiness that is never again interrupted by suffering. So therefore, This samsara that is pervaded by suffering refers to all phenomena that comes about independent on contaminated karma and afflictions.
Dele tarbige tarba tingi dewa thobya ding ha de nyir ligi o mala jida diman male wa zang ngun ju gi duma die yakho di duma da duma die yakho ju pui da ko ji ha ha xin ju o mala ma xin wa yin da dini da ngun ju gi ya
ka ne xin gi ma
duma 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 di pui da ha gu go mala duma le duma ya ju duma ye duma ma da xian da duma xian da ha gu go mala jida ngun ju gi どんな
So we've heard mention of suffering quite a bit now. So if we think about suffering, probably what arises to all of us is, well, I already have the wish to be free of suffering. None of us likes to be ill, for example, to feel any pain or difficulty or unhappiness. We all know this. We all have this wish not to be free. We all have the wish to be free from suffering. None of us want to suffer. So we have this wish to be free from this kind of suffering that we are aware of, such as physical ailments and the like. But there's no accompanying wish to strive with sincerity to be liberated from suffering. So this is because we don't yet truly understand what is meant by suffering, and we don't truly understand what the causes yet are of suffering, and understand in the sense that it changes our way of thinking and thereby our behavior. And because that is absent, then the sincere wish to strive wholeheartedly for a state of liberation from suffering is absent, because this wish to strive for liberation comes about independence on seeing and understanding clearly what is meant by suffering and its causes. So because we lack this understanding of what is meant by suffering and its causes, we don't yet sincerely strive for liberation. And this can be seen in people's everyday behavior. Because whoever you ask in the world, do you want to suffer, do you want problems? Of course, they're going to say no, and they will mean it. But not really understanding what is meant by suffering and not knowing what the causes of suffering is, then their behavior shows that the behavior shows that this is what they don't understand, because they engage in activities such as through their work they will maybe deceive others, take advantage of others, or even in their relationships with loved ones and friends not be straightforward and with others, and thereby engage in non-virtuous behavior. And this, of course, we can sometimes see on a far greater scale between conflict between people, violence between people, or between peoples, between nations. So this It may be done with a wish to be free of suffering, but not understanding truly what is meant by suffering, or having any understanding of the causes of suffering, people will engage in such behavior, which just leads to the compounding of problems and difficulties. Moreover, people wanting to be free from suffering, the route that is usually taken is to, of course, go to work, earn a living, engage in hanging out with one's friends and having a good time. And these things need to be done. However, when that is one's primary goal, just to try and overcome this core suffering of this one life, it's actually a very small-minded way of thinking. And it doesn't come to address the actual causes of the myriad types of suffering. So therefore, we need to come to understand what is meant by suffering, because only the causes level of suffering, the suffering of suffering, is something that we are aware of now. And not understanding what is meant by suffering, then we cannot give rise to an actual wish to be liberated from something that we don't understand. And therefore we will continue in regular activity, which unfortunately also leads to the causes for further suffering in the future. So that's the problem and or the situation that most people find themselves in now.
Dele tarbe tabo dunya samno ki korwa jesa ngara zugi anang ngara zu garji korisna ta ji kanga se kanga de sa gu du sam ji kanga de se gu du sam ji ni kanga se ge tablam la ka shi ge je chang do ya da an de ji ki men de jo du cha sa ji den jam ba thom thom je de de ya da de ne kanga se ge di sa ya an de ka shi gi an ga zam le an ka shi gi ji garji korisna an de so su kanga che de kanga de se ya dun da lya अने राशि क्या है चाहिए वो जैसे राशि क्या ना कंगाल सेवियों में कंगाल छे छे करो वाय तो वाह अन जैसा दिन ही की अने कंगाल सेव के दोनों आले जिम्मे दुग्जारो जिम म्योजे दिखे सेव है ना अने में दिखे दुग्जार सेव है ना दिखे दुगा कंगाल दुगा छे छे के मातो कंगाल सेव दुगो मारो जैसा अंजु की दि दिगो मारो जैसा संजय की सोये दिखा सो सन मातो कंगाल दिले थर गुगु दो जैसा कंगाल दिले निं दुगा इंबा द हाउ गुगु मेंदो जैसा जैसा दंबो दुगा द हाउ गुगु रे जैसा दुगा से ये थावलम दिया हाउ गुगु मेंदो जैसा दी याहो शिं गु रे जैसा शिं ने ने निम्न जेब ने था थु गु रे दें ये देवा थो थु गु रे से गोर्दा
Not understanding the scope of suffering, as in other words, how pervasive suffering it is, and the subtle levels of suffering, one will not understand the causes that this comes about from, that these come from, and therefore the third step that will also be lacking is that one will not have a skillful method, a method that actually will lead one to be freed from suffering. So if we don't know what suffering is, we won't know what its causes are, and we will not know how to be freed from suffering. And it's for this reason people engage in activities which just compound their problems and difficulties, and certainly cannot lead to liberation from suffering at all, such as abuse of intoxicants or even suicide. So therefore, the starting point is to come to understand what suffering is, and from the starting point, one can then progress to the point where one actually gives rise to a sincere, a wholehearted wish to do all that is required to attain liberation from this suffering state.
Yedi tipo babse da mogona ni gedi nale yumru ade gedi rege chida da tanga che ne kambur se bena ya jale yumru ya chi kare ya jale yum soya merwa ze tu ya merwa chida dini da dini ki chu tipo sa sa de gawan sa gi du jen gawa sho sa sam je je ro chi ne pa sim chu je de e yeni kambo to wa i ga de yo ba tonga che i ga yo ba ka i ga de ka sha ba ne dini chu sa ya merwa da chida pe di na shin え、え、で、メンバーで言うわ。メンギ、担保なしで、かで今、担保なしで、箱はち、持ってばち。なぜ持ってね、なぜでだ、ビュガネシティレリーグドセンビギ、ディナチでギュディ、デネチレリーグドセン箱な、 teni gudile men diteun pingdu samje men teyadu nazi de tatu gorwa seda nazi de dia yapo ha mogona teni men je yapo che madu nazi gudi yapo ha mogona dile men de yapo che madu teni jige jig san yi den dur dur jama da ga se to ya merwa seda dangbo din na shin dangbo nazi de yapo ngo ngo ha go ba che ha go yo de teni nazi de yong se gudi kanisil yong du se be gudi ha go ba che teni dile men de na tatu go wa Depe di nashin anzu ki nabu anzu li dunga se de kanis yungu du, kanis du sebe sosu ki dunga diya samtangpa hao kuwa che wadis. Chisan dunga di hao kuwa che. Dunga di hao kuwa na, da dunga di resha hao kuwa di dunga di hao kuwa du, da di gyudi kawati ni yungu du su gyudi. Dunga di kanis yungu wale, yu garali tini yungu wale sebe, ko shimbyu chi gyudi paha zishi tam kuwa ya chere. Da gyudi hao kuwa na, o, da dunga yonsa di gyudi le tini yungu duwa, da di meba suyo kuwa du, di meba suyo na, ene dunga meba cha tu sa chedan di gyudi meba ma sa na dunga meba su tu ya minu sam je chedan dunga gi gyudi meba su ya ge deni dunga gi meba su ya la ta ngan ju ge nyamlen kom jap na tin de cha gol sa di ta di su ya di to di sung gol wa
if let's say there's a drip in our house and a drip of droplets of water are sporadically falling down, then the surface below will be getting a bit wet. And no matter how often we wipe that surface dry, it's going to continue to become wet because the water droplets are going to continue to fall. So we all know what to do. We look for the source, we find the source, and then we see this appropriately. And then the water won't drip any further. A similar method is applied when we visit a doctor. So we go to the doctor, we explain the symptoms we're experiencing. He will do various examinations to try and understand what illness we are suffering from. And then when he's come to understand what the illness is, then he can find out from his knowledge what that cause is, and then prescribe the appropriate medication, what to take, how much to take, for how long to take it, etc. But that third step can only come about independent on understanding, secondly, the cause of the illness, and that and understanding the cause can only come about independent on the first step, which is to identify the illness. So it's the same sequence, and this sequence then also applies to ourselves in the context of becoming. Attaining lasting happiness. First, we need to understand what is meant by suffering and understand it in a way that is clear and unmistaken. When that understanding has been attained, one can identify the causes from where the suffering arises, and then one can apply the appropriate methods or practices to eliminate those causes. And by eliminating those causes, one will then destroy the arisal of all forms of suffering. So the starting point is to come to understand suffering.
Then ဒီကောရဲ့ဒီကောရဲ့ဒီကောရဲ့ဒီကောရဲ့ဒီကောရဲ့ဒီကောရဲ့ဒီကောရဲ့ဒီကောရဲ့ဒီကောရဲ့ဒီကောရဲ့ဒီကောရဲ့ဒီကောရဲ့ဒီကောရဲ့ဒီကောရဲ့ဒီကောရဲ့ဒီကောရဲ့ဒီကောရဲ့ဒီကောရဲ့ဒီကောရဲ့ဒီကောရဲ့ဒီကောရဲ့ဒီကောရဲ့ဒီကောရဲ့ဒီကောရဲ့ဒီကောရဲ့ဒီကောရဲ့ဒီကောရဲ့ဒီကောရဲ့ဒီကောရဲ့ဒီကောရဲ့ဒီကောရဲ့ဒီကောရဲ့ဒီကောရဲ့ဒီကောရဲ့ဒီက ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒီနေ့ဒ
Because understanding suffering is the starting point, the Buddha, when he gave his very first teaching in Varanasi, he taught the Four Noble Truths. And the first of the Four Noble Truths, so the very first thing he taught, was the truth of suffering. And he taught that the truth of suffering is to be known. So this is the very starting point, and therefore was the very first teaching that the Buddha gave. So suffering can be presented according to different divisions. Suffering can be understood through different divisions. So the most common is to look at it through a threefold division. So the first is the suffering of suffering. So this then refers to the very manifest physical suffering, or our manifest physical suffering, and also our manifest feelings of suffering. So these then are the are referred to as the suffering of suffering. So this is a very obvious type of suffering. It's something that we all in society, when you talk about, oh, I'm not so happy right now, or things aren't going so well, we're referring to this type of suffering. And the understanding of this type of suffering is not something unique to Buddhists or to humans. Animals know about this and don't want to experience it either. So that's the first division, the suffering of suffering. And the second is the suffering of change. So this is somewhat subtler, in that it refers to what we generally refer to as happiness in our lives. So, for example, eating something delicious, so experiencing anything pleasurable, for example, a delicious meal, or having a nice time with our friends out in the countryside, enjoying a beautiful day. So here we are experiencing some happiness, but this is actually called the suffering of change, and that is because this happiness that one is experiencing is not at all stable. It is going to change, and it can, and the experience of its change can come about almost immediately. So therefore, the second type of suffering, the suffering of change, refers to that even the happiness that we experience is not stable, it's not lasting, and it is not a happiness that we should be satisfied with as something that we should have as our goal to achieve. So that's the second type, and then this is subtler, and far fewer people are aware of this type of suffering. And similarly with the third type, this is also not commonly known, and this is the suffering of all-pervasive conditioning. So the suffering of all-pervasive conditioning refers to these physical and mental, our physical and mental aggregates. And the reason that our physical and mental aggregates are referred to as an illustration of the suffering of all-pervasive conditioning is because this is the basis upon which all our suffering experiences arise. As long as we have these contaminated aggregates, these physical and mental contaminated aggregates, we will have this vessel that is a basis for suffering. So these are the three types of suffering. The first is widely known. The second and third, this is not obviously apparent, and only can come to understood through knowledge and reflection.
Just 然后这个牛毛把塞进，然后就去了牛毛把塞，牛毛把塞多少钱？控制，买家，第四路啊，就是牛毛把塞，就是牛毛把这个，搞出来的当铺，满足控制借，控制借的，控制修钱不借的，控制这个借的这个借的那些人那边加把几个人，现在什么叫说，主要的现在主要的，那这些人，这些人就是两级赛过来，你那些。
对象是全部借的，俺就没加拉了，别吃我修全部借呢，你来等到了头些米钱，伢能说说米，伢说说五元的说说牛骨肉啊，没呢，俺说说米在了炒呀的，说说古马街的，天天跟两个邻居家娃都在借嘛，天天俺就联系啥过来，就算天天给来的牛毛把你得了，天天俺就给你过来度假的，度假的，通过借个恐怖，刚来的牛毛把得了，天天俺就给你过来。 恰巴就是中央是蓬勃的利用过来，就是蓬勃的利用的，那蓬勃的了的，哪只忙不利用过来？就是天天人上，当然就具体中央要具体具体开始公交电巴塞的来，就是公交电巴的在开始来呢，来到牛毛巴塞来，来对象广州阿家，俺这些地方给联赛，来你的来哒，公交电巴来过来，就是你中央要用这中央要具体做的来，就是你没把说过来就是哒。
A few minutes ago, we were talking about the need to understand firstly what is meant by suffering, because when this is understood, we can understand the causes from which suffering arises, and then we can eliminate the causes of our suffering and thereby be liberated from suffering. So now we've briefly looked at what is meant by suffering, and we have this division of the three types of suffering. So when we come to understand these types of suffering in a powerful way, we will want to be freed of these types of suffering, not just the core suffering that we experience, but all three types. And wanting to be free of that, we will want to come to understand the cause that leads to these three types of suffering. So the cause then, so let's now look at the second step, that the cause of our suffering. So in brief, this is our afflicted minds, such as minds such as anger, minds such as attachment, minds such as ignorance. Because when we act under these minds, we create karmic imprints, karmic seeds, and this then leads to suffering. So for example, when an afflicted mind such as anger or annoyance or frustration, so any minds within this class of anger, when that arises within us, and in particular when we act under that influence, then we bring harm to others. We may speak to others in an abusive manner, we may physically harm others, etc., and this leads to the accumulation of negative karma. Likewise with the afflictive mind of attachment. So here we have desire for something, and then this can lead to non-virtuous behavior such as stealing or deceiving others, etc. And this leads to the accumulation of negative karma. So from these afflictive minds such as anger and attachment and ignorance, we engage in physical, verbal or mental actions, and these physical, verbal or mental actions lead to the accumulation of negative karma. Lead to accumulation of karma, and then when this karma ripens, it ripens in terms of contaminated aggregates, contaminated physical and mental aggregates. And as long as we have these contaminated physical and mental aggregates, we will continue to have the basis upon which we experience suffering. So this then refers to the second noble truth, the truth of origin. A moment ago, when we were talking about the different types of suffering, this was referring to the noble truth of suffering. Now we look at the truth of origin. And the truth of origin is that from a contaminated karma accumulated by our own afflicted minds, that is the origin of our suffering.
Dasi Maripa, Dasi Maripa.
dinige ya yut ani kunju te kasa marik pa se di disum dile ming du sum lego du sum te sha she da timu sum se timu ta se marik pa se ko jina di bangu wa re jere ta di me wa se ba ina dini tarpa se di re sta di me wa se sona tarpa se di se dan gedi ina dini gedi ina dewa ne dewa te yi dewa ma du ma se ta wi ne ya ya ma res Cenan gidin de devane deva çayar. Ma duma güne ayım. Cenan di tarbasa tuku bor eçe. Cenan duma kunju tem başe sane dicele de tarbasa. Sumba dile en tambo duma tem bango çeçe. De nyoy duma güdi kunju tem başe di le nyomo pa de la nyomo tiyan tas mari partin çumbre ese şey. Sen di pa so bayna den duma ayım. Tarbasa ki dingi deva çay tuku. Den tarbasa sun tarbasa.
So we've heard now then that the first noble truth, the very first teaching the Buddha gave was the truth of suffering. And suffering we heard presented in three ways, suffering of change, and all-pervasive suffering of conditioning. Then the second step is to come to understand where our suffering comes from. And that was the second noble truth, the truth of origin. So suffering comes about due to the contaminated karma that we have accumulated due to our own afflicted minds, minds such as attachments and anger. So it's through minds such as attachments and anger that we create karma that leads to our suffering. So that is the truth of origin. And if we look at amongst the wide variety of afflicted minds or destructive emotions that we have, they all come down to one root cause, and that is the ignorance of true grasping. So this mind, this ignorance of true grasping, is the root cause of all our suffering. Because from this mind of ignorance of true grasping comes anger, comes attachment, and all the other destructive emotions. And then through their presence or through acting under their influence, we accumulate karma. And from the karma, we experience suffering. So these three minds, this ignorance, attachment, and anger, these are referred to as the three poisons. And as long as we have them on our continuum, as long as we have them within us, we remain trapped in cyclic existence, and we will continue to suffer. However, when we manage to eliminate these, and eliminate them completely, then we will be liberated from cyclic existence, we'll be liberated from the suffering that is samsara. We will be freed from cyclic existence, and we will attain a state of liberation, a state of lasting happiness. And it's lasting happiness because the causes of suffering no longer have been eliminated, and therefore there are no causes to ripen in terms of suffering. So this then is the third of the Four Noble Truths, the truth of cessation, the cessation of suffering. And that refers to the attainment of liberation. When liberation is attained, one is liberated from suffering. And if one is liberated from suffering, suffering has ceased. So this is the third noble truth, the truth of cessation.
And the Nigida, Jinit Tharpa said, Chisang Ledang, because the Duma Demba Duma Dang, Ni Yukunju said, Pa Kukum did Tarbu, the Pongu Samje. That daily Tarpa Tarpa said, Tongu Samide. That Tarpa said, ती पौंहे की थरबा थोए अला मैंने थरबा से दी ना तो कि कुमाज़ से हमारे सोंग्ज़ राय हमारे अने मिशन्ता ची ची सांजी गांव तो ले जे चीने गांव तो थरबा थोए यो मारे चीने लामी गांव तो ले जे चीने थरबा थोए यो मारे अने कहने थोपूरे लबना सोसो की न्यामने जो गोम जब गोम न्यामने जो सोसो गोम दिंगी ज Tene dunga di pang tukure, tene tarpa top tukure es. Chisa tene zang, di sosuke nyamlin che kore es, tene lam yi tenpa siyate shi kore, lam yi tenpa. Chisa sosuke lam nyamlin gom kore es. Tene lam di gomba ene nyamlin che bane, di tengi dewa tarpa tukure, dunga di se tukure es. Chisa lam gom kore es. Chisa lam gom kore es, chisa di shiba tenpa shi de lam de se sun yo da dire.
Going through the sequence then, first looking at the noble truth of suffering, one comes to understand what is truly meant by suffering and seeing how it pervades psychic existence, in other words, how it pervades our experiences. Then we move to the second, That's the second noble truth, the truth of origin, seeing what is the origin of our suffering. And that we see is we suffer because of the ripening of contaminated karma that we ourselves have accumulated due to our own destructive emotions, our own afflicted minds. And amongst this wide variety, the root cause is the ignorance of true grasping. And this, together with attachment and anger, are referred to as the three poisons. And as long as they remain present within us, we remain trapped and bound within the suffering states of psychic existence. But once we become liberated from these, we have eliminated completely, in particular, the ignorance of true grasping, we no longer have ignorance and attachment and anger within us, then we attain liberation from cyclic existence, liberation from suffering. We attain a cessation of suffering, and this is the third truth, the truth of cessation. So hearing all this, especially when it has been come to understood in a profound manner, a strong wish to attain such a liberation from suffering will arise. So then what? How does one then go about attaining this liberation from suffering? So unfortunately, we can't go to a shop and buy it. We can't go to someone or request someone to bestow it upon us. It can only come about due to developing it within our own minds. Because suffering comes about within our own minds, from our own minds of ignorance, grasp, ignorance and attachment and anger. Therefore, cessation comes about to the cessation of these minds. And these minds are ceased through developing contrary minds, or developing paths, or mental paths. So here, the development of mental paths is what is meant by the truth of the path, the fourth noble truth. And this comes about through meditating with single-pointed concentration on the basis of knowledge. So meditating leads to the development of mental paths within oneself and the attainment of liberation. So these are the four noble truths then.
And in the end, the Sosuke Lam Yamlin Jeje, Anajig Taba Tokugures, Jesna Sosuke Yamlin Majin Taba Tumares, Jesna Sosuke Yamlin Jehugures, Dan Sosuke Yamlin Jehuan Lam Gumgurilaro, and the Gomna Ganis Gumgurilana, or Dinis Gumgures, Gomna, the Sanjig Ludinci was, and you sung the Chesung at Chesa, Mandal Dinne Gumgur, Yamlin Dinichi was, then Labjad was in the Pinel, Lubdubur, and again the Yigil Lava, the Ying Lab.
其实你讲过的是当不其实你给都现在上面可以给确定了卷通卷大得了特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别特别
Tarba,
in order to attain liberation, one has to practice. Without practicing, liberation cannot be attained. So this is something that has to be done oneself. It's a path that we would say you have to walk yourself. In other words, these are paths you yourself have to generate within your own mind. If one doesn't practice, if one doesn't train, then one will not give rise, well, one will not attain liberation. So then what should one be meditating on? Well, that is what the Buddha taught. The Buddha taught this vast array of teachings in order for the students, his students, to come to understand what should be trained in, what should be developed in order to attain liberation. So this is very similar in our modern education system. School pupils start out not knowing very much. Then they go to school, they study with their teacher, and they gain knowledge. And with that knowledge, they can hopefully do many wonderful things. So this is the same process here. We need to come to understand the Buddha's teachings, and to do that we rely on a teacher. And whilst doing so, we need to gather this knowledge, contemplate this knowledge, reflect on this knowledge, and in this way we'll start to give rise to the minds of the Dharma, or the mental paths of the Dharma. And the process, once again, is we first need to come to understand what is meant by samsara or cyclic existence. And this means coming to see the fault in a clear and a profound manner. And that again means coming to see the fault to an extent that it has a powerful impact on our minds. So not merely intellectually, but that it has a powerful impact on us. This leads us to want to understand then the causes. Why are we suffering like this? Where does it come from? And need to understand that again in a clear manner, leading to a powerful arisal in our mind. So it has an impact on our mind. This then leads to the wish for liberation, a wish to be liberated from suffering, that we now understand what is meant by suffering and where it arises from, wanting to be liberated from that. So this is where we start, and this is also the training that one engages in. The more we understand this, the more training we put into it, gathering of knowledge and reflection of this knowledge, then the stronger the impact will be on our mind. If we just hear it once, impact's very limited. If we hear it many times, and we think about it, reflect on it again and again, the impact will be progressively stronger and stronger. And as the impact on our minds grows, then the wish to be liberated, a wish that is not just mere words, but a wish that actually leads to a change in our behavior, this comes about. And this we will see in a change in our own efforts that we naturally or spontaneously apply to developing these virtuous minds within us. Our own effort that we naturally apply to wanting to attain liberation. And this then is the mind of definite emergence. The wish to definitely emerge from the suffering that is cyclic existence, or the suffering that is samsara. And this comes about through seeing the faults of cyclic existence, and seeing the causes of all the suffering, and understanding that liberation is possible. This, all this knowledge together, reflecting on it repeatedly, so that the impact on our mind gets stronger and stronger, this then eventually leads to this wish to be freed from the state, and to attain a state completely separated from suffering. So this is what is meant by the mind of definite emergence, or the mind of renunciation, and this is what we need to train in.
Then
가다 차기도 와 제가 되는게 다다 지금 있는 선배기 도와를 지금 남도 용구와
One starts to reflect then on the faults of our physical mental aggregates, then many misunderstandings can come about. For example, generally we take good care of our body. We wash it regularly so that it doesn't smell. We take medicine and we try and eat healthily and exercise so as to look after our body, etc. So we try to look after what we have. But now on the other hand, we're hearing about the need to meditate on the faults of our body and seeing it as pervaded by suffering. So these two situations may seem contradictory. On the one hand, we do naturally try and protect and look after our body. On the other, we encourage to see it as pervaded by faults. So these two can seem rather contrary.
Motor Ningbar, Shinazu, that Ningbar, Motor 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 Ning ကျွန်းထုံးတဲ့ကတော့မော်တော်ရှားရှိကမှာလို့ချက်မော်တော်ဒီဘေးရှိတန်းကျွန်းထုံးထုံးကလေးရတယ်လေကြည့်ရတာရတာကြည့်ရတာတပ်ကြိတ်ကြီးဒီဘေးရှိတန်းကျွန်းဒီဘေးရှိမှာတန်းကဆိုလေကလည်းမအားထိကြတော့ပါစံဒီဘေးရှိတန်းကျွန်းဒီဘေးရှိတန်းနဲ့အဲ့ဒီမြောက်ကိုရဟဲကြီးညွဲကငွေတစားကြတော့ပါငွေစားကြတော့ပါငွေစားနေတဲ့ငွေစားကျွန်းညွဲညွဲဆိုင်ရတဲ့ဒီနေ့မော်တော်ညင်ကိုဒီပါယူရတော့ပါ
To understand then this apparent contradiction, we can take an analogy. So if one is getting a bit fed up with one's car, one sees one's car as being, well, a bit old, it breaks down regularly, it really isn't reliable, and it uses much more fuel than is ideal, then one will want the thought will arise to replace it. So firstly, one needs to see very clearly the faults of one's current car, to give rise to the wish to go through what is required to achieve to get a new car, to buy a new car. Seeing that clearly the faults of one's current car, the strong wish will arise to get a new car. But that, for most of us, doesn't mean just driving into a car dealership and buying a car that same day. Usually we need to go through a lengthy process of saving money. And whilst we're going through this lengthy process of saving money, again, for most of us, we don't just abandon our old car, we continue to use it, because if we were to abandon it, it would be much more difficult to work and to save money so as to be able to buy the replacement. So once we then have saved enough and we buy the new car, then that old one, that we can abandon, we can take to the scrap heap and get rid of it. So this is the same process that for ourselves now. In terms of striving for liberation, first we see the faults of psychic existence and the benefits of liberation, and this then leads to this strong wish to strive to achieve liberation, this mind of definite emergence, to leave behind the sufferings of psychic existence and strive for liberation. But until liberation is attained, we need a physical basis in which to train, to develop our minds. So we need this physical basis still, and we need it to be healthy, and we need it to be strong, so as we can continue to develop ourselves, to cultivate virtuous minds, to weaken and eventually abandon the non-virtuous minds. And then as we continue to train over time, then when eventually when the life comes, when one attains liberation from cyclic existence, then one can abandon the old body. Then that basis is no longer needed because the goal has been achieved and cyclic existence has been abandoned.
Mm.
So again, this line that we've been looking at, the essential meaning of the victorious one's teachings. So this, as we've seen now, relates to the mind of definite emergence. So now let's move to the second line in this verse. The path praised by the holy victors and their children. So in this second line, we see a reference here to children. So the children here refers to the children of the Buddhas, refers to the bodhisattvas. So the second line here refers to bodhisattvas. So we see here a progression from the mind of definite emergence to the mind of bodhicitta. The mind of bodhicitta, which is held in the continuum by victors or by Buddhas and their children or bodhisattvas. So the way that one progresses from the one mind of definite emergence to the second mind of bodhicitta is seeing that is through having contemplated on the faults of on suffering and coming to understand what is meant by suffering, seeing or the causes from which all our suffering comes about, understanding that liberation can be attained through abandoning the causes, then one is liberated from suffering. And then knowing that there's a path to training, to develop within oneself to achieve this, one then takes all that understanding and applies it to others. One comes to first understand that all other ordinary sentient beings, just like myself, are experiencing the three types of suffering. They remain trapped in cyclic existence. Their experience of cyclic existence is pervaded by suffering. And the reason that others are experiencing the suffering of suffering and the suffering of change and the all-pervasive suffering of conditioning is due to the truth of origin, the karma that they have accumulated due to their own afflicted minds. So here one is starting to see how our situation relates directly to all others. And others are suffering in the same way as we are, with the same longing to be liberated from this suffering. But they do not understand that they are the nature of suffering. They do not understand, or rather, that the nature of cyclic existence is suffering, and they do not understand that the causes, what the causes are that are keeping them trapped in suffering. So this is why sentient beings like us remain trapped here and cannot yet attain their longed for liberation from suffering, and therefore cannot even start yet to develop a path. So thinking like this, taking this whole understanding that one develops so as to generate the mind of definite emergence, and applying that understanding to the situation of others, then minds such as love and compassion will arise within us for them. We will develop these minds of love and compassion further and further to the point where we take responsibility for the welfare of others. We see their attainment of lasting happiness, their liberation from suffering, as our individual responsibility. And this then, and this mind then leads to the commitment to attain the state of Buddhahood for the sake of others, the state where one can become the most skilled guide who can lead others and benefit others. This then is the generation of bodhicitta. And this is how bodhicitta follows on the mind of definite emergence. And the more joy one has in one's mind at this point, the more desire for this to achieve bodhicitta, the greater will be the wish to strive to develop bodhicitta within oneself. Develop the mind of definite emergence within oneself, as well as the mind of bodhicitta, if one wonders, is that enough to attain the exalted state of Buddhahood? As wondrous as those two minds are, alone they cannot lead to the state of Buddhahood, and that is because, as we heard in the previous presentation, to attain liberation, why one is trapped in cyclic existence is due to our own afflictive minds, in particular the ignorance of true grasping. So to attain liberation, one needs to develop the contrary mind to that. And that is the wisdom realizing emptiness. So therefore, to attain an even greater goal than liberation, that of enlightenment, then this wisdom realizing emptiness is equally essential. Because it's only the wisdom realizing emptiness that is the direct antidote to all the afflicted minds, such as anger and attachment, and also their root cause, the ignorance of true grasping. So therefore, it's imperative to develop this correct view, to meditate on emptiness, to develop the wisdom realizing emptiness. That then brings us to the third line in this verse, the gateway of the fortunate ones desiring liberation. So here liberation can refer to enlightenment, and then a gateway to attaining this liberation of it, that is enlightenment, is these minds we've just heard about, the minds of definite emergence, bodhicitta and the correct view or the wisdom realizing emptiness. And let's look at the final line in this verse. This I shall try to explain as well as I can. So where we are now then is that this wish that we have not to have any problems or difficulties or suffer in any way, and only to experience lasting happiness, happiness that isn't interrupted even for a moment. This is a wish not just unique to us, but is shared by all beings. And this is a wish that all ordinary beings like us have, and even those who have attained paths and are progressing. No being wants to experience suffering. No being wants to experience anything other than happiness. So this understanding and the training that slowly develops from this, this training first in the minds of definite emergence, through understanding the nature of cyclic existence, being suffering, and the origins of suffering, as well as that one can be liberated from suffering and how to do so, this mind of that definite emergence, as well then as relating this to all other beings, this which leads to the mind of bodhicitta, and then the wisdom realizing emptiness, in order to be able to destroy the afflictions completely. These three principal practices are the practices that all bodhisattvas are training in without exception. All bodhisattvas are developing these minds more and more and more so within them. And so this also isn't the case only for those who are currently have attained paths of the bodhisattvas within them, but this is the case of all those who are Buddhas. When they in past, when they were bodhisattvas, they trained in these three minds so as to become a Buddha. And in the same way as those beings who are now Buddhas, when they were ordinary beings, just like those beings now who are bodhisattvas and previously were ordinary beings, and us here, to progress from this state and attain the arisal or the generation of a mind of an actual mental path, we need to train in these three minds. So these minds of definite emergence, bodhicitta, and the wisdom realizing emptiness is something indispensable for all beings, whether they've attained a path or not. And this is the case for those who both have attained a path and who have completed their training and attained Buddhahood, the path of no more training. So this these three principal practices, this is what Lama Tsongkhapa is going to explain to us in an unmistaken manner in accordance with his own experience.
So, dele tayagi da ngaze tarba to tarba da sanju ko ma thoe twan da la ngaze ki ju ju ane ji ge chue nyen she che ya da ngaze cham de ya da eng ji ge ngaze ge ji ge da shu to to ya da de ne ge nyem len ji wa de ngaze ge di ngaze ge tel ya ane lam nyem len che lo go su go de zang ngaze ge de ya ane sam da de le Koyu çöğe sayıd, leda nyumbu ongi çöğe çöğedil da nyumbu gaya me, se güven di mado, nanti güven rağın yiyin samla şitamda. Da nyeda nyumbu ongi koyu dunga gyasut dili tarqo udu smatanda tab minu samci samla şitayada. Deya da rağın cikbu mayen ba, şiyen simce tam çe da rağın çangma deo deo ba, cikbar dunga mi deo ba, cikbar yinza, mantı çasana da simce tam çe deo deo da, denba da, dunga da, jayne, simce tam çe dengi deo de toku udu. Tobar chigin simbige di donda langi sanje ko ba tobar chigin simbige samda na di chige yane ya do samda de da di re da nge jung se de ko wa le kyen da ko we dung de la ta gu du ta ba to gu du simbe samla da en de ne dang le de ni ba de la de ya ra chi bu ma yin ba shen sim jia tam chi gi dun du sim jia tam chi gi dun du tobar chigin simbe samda de da di re sim jia tam chi gi dun du da di na de tob jia na ne ya shuo sanje ko ba yin za Sanjo Goba, Toba, Jigin, 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 Sanjo 산지기 최소야기 전단님보디야 디레스 어디 검야 디레스 그러다 나 산인 마데 딘마한다 니중 겁나 간스 공부를 해야다 다 진짜 주셈 감 딘마 좋은 딘 말리기로 와
All of us who we have come here together out of our own free wish, and we've come here with a wish to attain lasting happiness, stable happiness, a wish to be freed from all problems and difficulties. We've come here with a wish to further deepen our knowledge, as well as deepen our experience of that knowledge through participating in this retreat. So all of us have that same wish. And we've heard now an introduction in how one needs to train in order to fulfill that wish, to achieve our desired goals. So we start off by reflecting how all samsaric phenomena have no essence. They are in their nature faulty. And coming to understand then that cyclic existence, that samsara is pervaded by suffering, this will give rise to the strong wish to cross this ocean of suffering and to be liberated from this ocean of suffering. So that's the first part. And the second then is to relate this understanding directly to others and see that our experience that we have had in meditation applies to others too. We share the same wishes. We are trapped in the suffering situation for the same reasons. This then leads us to develop a strong wish to lead others to a state freed from suffering, a state of lasting happiness, and to be able to, and when we give rise to this wish, when it arises with us in a way that is sincere, a way that is genuine, we will want to become the most skilled of guides, because that is not who we are now. We will want to become the most skilled of guides, and that is a Buddha, because it's only a Buddha who is able to lead others in accordance with their individual personalities. So this then leads us to want to strive to achieve Buddhahood for the sake of others. We want to achieve Buddhahood so that we can become the most skilled of guides in order to benefit others. And this then is the mind of bodhicitta, and recognizing the supreme goal is Buddhahood, because this is the way where we have the greatest skill and ability to help others. So this then is the essence of the Buddha Dharma. And we'll continue with the exploration of this tomorrow. So we'll start then with the presentation on definite emergence, and this then will lead to the presentation on bodhicitta. Then do you have some questions? If you have, then feel free to ask. Otherwise, there's always tomorrow. Okay. And thank you very much.
Yeah. Jemme,